Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan, and joining me now is the vocal director at Coffeyville Community College, Markel Porter. Good morning, Markel.
Good morning, Matt.
How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you so much.
Have a good Christmas break and into now the new year.
Yes, had a nice long break, and now I've got to get my voice worked up again.
Yep. Well, you guys have an event coming up next month. In February, that's just going to kick things off for you guys, and so tell us a little bit about what you have planned.
It is. I think I've overwhelmed the students a little bit, but on February 10th, we're going to have a dessert concert. We're calling it the Chocolate Serenade Dessert Concert, and my image of this is to be like the 1940s glamour, Hollywood glamour, and or maybe the 1920s. So it I told the students to think lots of sequins and flashy and just galore. And so we will be offering, this is one of our fundraisers that we do every year around Valentine's Day. We've done singing Valentine's, where we've gone out into the community and we've sung for a person on behalf of a loved one or friend. So this year, this will be the second time that we have actually done a dessert concert. We had a great turnout the first time we did it, which was a couple years ago, but it was so much work. I said, okay, let's do that every other year. So in lieu of offering the singing Valentine's this year, we are doing the dessert concert. And it's not necessarily Valentine's Day, but it's falling on December 10th, or it's falling on February 10th, right around there. So people are more than welcome to come and come by themselves or come with friends, come with loved ones, and be entertained and indulge in some chocolate. Now, not everybody can eat chocolate, and not everybody likes chocolate. So we'll also have some other desserts besides that, and some cheese and crackers. We will have the non-alcoholic champagne punch and coffee. Coffee will actually be donated by Coffeyville Coffee Company, and so we appreciate their support in that. And we are looking for anybody who is a mastery at making candy or cookies or cakes to donate some for the dessert concert, if anybody out there would like to do that.
So is it like pick what you think sounds good, or how is, so, you know, just what's the evening going to look like? You're going to show up a little bit before 7, pick a seat, and then what kind of will the evening look like?
Actually, our students will seat our guests. You will be escorted in, and then you will be offered a drink of your choice. Then we will entertain with our first set of songs while you are enjoying your drinks, and then we will have a intermission part. Miss Christy Reedy will be playing the piano, and former student Pertha Alvarico will also be playing the piano. And while they are entertaining us with the music, the students will start serving. So we will actually have serving trays that we will walk around to the tables and let people choose what desserts they would like to have. And they can have as many or as little as possible. We will also refresh their drinks before we go on for our second set of songs.
All right, and so what you mentioned it a little bit with the theme. What any particular songs that people can expect to hear, or is it just going to be kind of a surprise when you show up that evening?
Well, we will be doing 4 songs of Irving Berlin, and those were very, very popular back in the 30s and 40s. And so things like Blue Skies, Stepping Out with My Baby, Putting on the Ritz, fun songs like that. And we'll also have some love songs going on, and we have a student who's going to sing and accompany herself on the ukulele, and so that it'll be a nice night.
All right, and then for people interested in going, how much are tickets, and where can they find to get those?
Tickets are $20 per person, and They can go onto our website, go to coffeeville.edu, and then go into the fine arts. When they go to the choir section, it's going to be right there, and they can click on the dessert concert link, and there will be information as well as the place to purchase a ticket. You can also purchase tickets by going into the business office in the student union and pay cash or check with them. Online, we have it available for the credit card. We also have pictures or posters. We also have posters around town that have a QR code, so people can go into that QR code and it will take them directly to the order page as well.
All right. And then I assume, you know, you only have so much space. What's the limited number of tickets available, or just kind of?
We could fit about 40 people.
Okay. Pretty good size. 20 couples, if that's how it plays out that way.
Yes. Yeah. And this will be in the Raven's Roost here on campus. Raven's Roost is the lower portion of the library area. And so we will be transforming that area for the concert.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun evening, and I think I like the pick of the date. You know, it's a little Valentine's before Valentine's. It's a good way to spend the weekend before, when Valentine's falls on like a Wednesday or something.
Yes.
Now you get kind of, you can do the weekend before, and then you can even do the weekend after if you wanted to. So obviously this is going to be a great event. You mentioned it's fundraising. So what are some of the things that money that you fundraise go into?
Well, last year we did candy fundraising, and that helped support us to go to Branson and perform at Branson. We've also been able to purchase a new fantastic digital piano. The digital pianos we have, just moving them back and forth on campus has caused a lot of wear and tear, and they were getting pretty old. So we have this wonderful new digital piano, which when they come, they can check it out. And we also used it in the musical in October. And I was even able, it's so high tech that I can connect my phone to it and I can change the sounds as Christy is playing it. So wow, it's cool. It's yeah. A lot of fun.
All right. Well, and then as we move into 2024 through 2024, obviously this is the first kind of big thing you guys have coming up. What are some other things that people can look forward to from choir at CCC?
As an activity or an athletic group, they encourage us to do community service. And so we will be once again doing our paper drive in March. And so we'll be getting information out. It'll be the latter part of March. And this is newspaper. It's any kind of office paper, shredded paper, and even books, telephone books, things like that. And then we will find a place to go and to a recycling center in order to dispose of it in a nice way that it could be reused again in our environment. And then we will be doing two more performances before the end of the semester. On May 3rd, we will be doing a choir concert, and the band will also be participating with us as well. So we will, as far as I know, we will be having a joint concert. That'll be at 7 o'clock at Spencer Rounds Theater. And then on May 6th, on Monday at 2:30, we will be doing a recital time, and this is going to be geared for our music students who are taking applied lessons, just one-on-one lessons, piano and voice. We are going to gear it this year around Mozart. So everything we're doing is Mozart. And our vocal pieces, we are going to have two duets and two arias from Le Nozze di Figaro, which is also known as The Marriage of Figaro, by Mozart. We'll be doing a little opera scenes, putting it together, and then the piano students will be playing some Mozart as well.
All right. Well, it sounds like you guys have a fun winter and spring ahead of you. And I look forward to this event coming up in February. And as we wrap up here, just remind everyone when and where and how they can get their tickets for this Chocolate Serenade Dessert Concert.
All right. The Chocolate Serenade Dessert Concert is February 10th, starts at 7 o'clock. The tickets are $20 per ticket. And they can get tickets either on our website if they want to pay with a credit card. And just go to the Fine Arts link and then go into choir and the link will be there. They can also pay with cash or check at our business office.
All right. They can come by the station here. They can scan the QR code on the poster we'll have hanging in the door.
Wonderful.
And find the tickets there as well.
Yes, so. That is true.
All right. Well, Markel, again, I appreciate you stopping by and talking about this event you guys have coming up. Hope it goes well for you guys and people have some delicious desserts to enjoy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.